There's halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Chanukah and Hilchas Birchas Avos on benching that one says Al Nisim in Chanukah and Purim before Al Hakol. That's where we insert Al Nisim during benching. And if a person doesn't say it, we don't make him repeat benching because you don't really have to have a meal on Purim or Chanukah. Mikol Malkom, says the Ramah, a person could always add it in afterwards, Harachaman. He could say, Harachaman hu yase lanu nisim, kmo she'asa b'yamim ahim. That we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to do nisim like he did for us in the times of Chanukah and in the times of Purim. V'hachi nog, that's the practice, says the Ramah. So the Tuvo Shor and the Chachma Shlomo ask the question, Halo asr levakesh al maisa nisim, isn't it forbidden to ask for nisim? You can't ask for nisim. The Gemara Brachos tells us that if a woman is pregnant and she says she wants to give birth to a boy or to a girl, you can't change that. There's a mitzvah that already took place. She's already pregnant. You can't change the gender. You can't daven for an ace. It's an ace to change the gender. Yeah, it happened with Dina. That was an ace. But you can't daven for an ace. So how could the Ramah say, Harach Haman hu yaselanu, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform an ace on our behalf. So Biderman writes in his Sefer Berachayim that when is it true that you can't ask for an ace? That's true on a regular day of the year. B'chol shar yimos hashana, the rest of the year, it's also to ask for nisim. Because you're asking for something that's above and beyond. L'mala min ha-teva. But b'mei Chanukah, during the days of Chanukah, which are days that the teva of these 8 days are in the world of nisim, that this is the teva. The teva is nisim, so then it's not considered asking for nes. You're just asking for the teva. You're asking for things to just be in the nature of how it's working for these 8 days. So granted, during the rest of the year, it's also to ask for nisim. But in Chanukah, where it's built into the fabric of these 8 days, where the teva has changed to a time period of 8 days of nisim, so then it's very normal, and it's considered a regular tefillah to ask for a nes during Yimei Chanukah. And becomes a special time to ask for things that people need. Things people need in Gashmias and Ruchnias, even though they seem so far away. A person's ill and needs help. A person's looking to get married, looking for help with a child. Whatever type of need a person needs, even though it might seem so far from reality and so distant from Teva, during the times of Chanukah is a very important time of Tefillah. And it's not us to ask for a Nisim. It's actually part of the Tefillah of Chanukah to ask for Al Hanisim. And this is the understanding the Chiddush HaRim asks and the Gemara tells us that when it comes to which night, how many candles you light each night, it says HaMahadrim and HaMahadrin. You add on one night and the next night two candles and then three candles. It says HaMahadrim and HaMahadrin. But then the Gemara says HaMalik Achas Mikan Ve'elech Mosef Aholich. So he asks a question. First it says Mahadrin in the Rabbim, Lashon of many people are Mahadrin after Neres Chanukah, but then the Gemara says, Malik Achas, you light one, is singular, as the Yochid lights. Is it Mahadrin many people, or is it referring to the Yochid lighting? Which one is it? And says the Chiddush HaRim, that when it says the Gemara HaMalik, the Yochid is referring to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is Malik during these 8 days, he's lighting 8 candles during these days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting into these 8 days tremendous rachmim, a time of tefillah, a time of nisim. And we're mahadrin. What's the lashon of mahadrin? Like we say at the end of a siyum, hadrinalach, that we want to chazer, we want to come back and be mahadr afterwards. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting into this world the 8 days hamalik. He gives a, creates a time period of nisim. So we're mahadrin, we're being chazer after. We, the rabbi, mahadrin, are looking after that Rachamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into this world. So we should all be zocha that all our tefillah should be answered, even those that seem so far and require miracles. We should be all zocha to have our tefillahs answered, all of Am Yisrael. Have a Freilich and Chanukah.